Jerry Bader Show, 10:51. I don't have a lot of time, so I have to get right into this, Jason. I'm not sure how much of this we're going to play. You need to get the audio, the video up there. There is a deal. There's a budget deal. Conservatives hate it. They feel that Paul Ryan and Republicans in negotiations gave up too much and Democrats got too much. And conservative groups, Freedom Works and others, already talking about running primary challengers to the right of any Republican who would vote for this. Paul Ryan appeared on Greta Van Susteren's show yesterday. Do we have it, Jason? You look flummoxed over there. Okay. Yeah, from the beginning is fine. I want to share, a few minutes of this with you. Ryan making his case for and explaining the deal. Go ahead.
This is a Fox News alert, a bipartisan budget deal on Capitol Hill. House Budget Committee Chair Paul Ryan and Senate Budget Committee Chair Senator Patty Murray hammering out the agreement. Congressman Paul Ryan, nice to see you, sir.
Hey, good to be back with you, Greta.
Well, so you must be happy tonight. You've hammered out this deal with Senator Murray.
I am, because it's a deal that moves the ball in the right direction. It cuts the deficit without raising taxes by cutting spending in smarter ways than the across-the-board approach. A lot of our members were worried about all the defense cuts. We're stopping the military from getting cutting further, and we're cutting spending in smarter ways on autopilot programs that have been untouched for years by Congress. And we're doing it in a way to make sure that there's no tax increases and that we actually lower the deficit versus doing nothing. So if you take a look at, you want me to walk you through it a little bit? I'm happy to do that. If you take a look at this chart, this shows you what we call discretionary spending on government agency budgets. The blue line on the top here shows you the agreement we had a year ago under the Budget Control Act. The sequester is the red line. That ended up cutting spending. What this green area does is it reflects what we're doing, which is by preventing the military from getting cut any further, we're putting a little bit money back in the sequester here, and we're paying for it by cutting spending in other areas of government. For instance, we're asking public employees to pay a little bit more for their pensions. Our argument is that hardworking taxpayers pay for their pensions in the first place, and their benefits are, on average, better than the taxpayers who pay for them in the first place. So we've got a number of reforms that are permanent, that actually save more money, and pay for some relief of the sequester. We also see that this puts us in the right direction because the numbers down here, a year ago when I was passing a budget in the House, we were hoping for $1.19 trillion in total discretionary spending. We won't hit that spending level until the year 2017 with this agreement. So we're well ahead of schedule, and we're getting more deficit reduction and spending cuts in areas that we've never been able to get before. That's why I think this is a good agreement, and it makes divided government work, and it prevents government shutdowns, which we think is a good idea as well.
All right. Well, I should tell you, I love the fact that any deal that's bipartisan in this city is like a really good sign. I like the fact that it's 2 years so that there's some level of certainty for the business community, because that's what's been so painful, these continued resolutions, no one ever knowing what was going to happen, so could make business decisions. Other than asking the federal workers to pay a little more in their pensions, where else are you getting the money?
There's a lot of things. We're opening up a little bit of the Gulf of Mexico for oil and gas drilling. 172 million barrels of oil, 302 billion cubic feet of natural gas in an area that had been closed off now is going to be opened up. We're saying that deadbeat dads who don't pay for their kids' Medicaid payments need to pay for them. We're making sure that we don't send prisoners checks from the IRS in prison that they shouldn't be getting.
Hallelujah.
We're making sure that people can't rip off dead people's identity so that they don't keep getting checks from the federal government after they've passed away to go to somebody else. There's a lot of fraud, waste. We also go after corporate welfare. There's a government research and development program for energy companies that is subsidizing public spending for private taxpayer dollars. The point I'm trying to say is hardworking taxpayers should not be subsidizing the research and development costs for private energy companies. That's a program we get rid of.
Okay, and he gets it. It goes on for another 7 minutes. I don't have time. But Ryan makes it sound like a pretty good deal. Colin Roth at Right Wisconsin Today says, budget a bad deal for conservatives. He writes, following the October government shutdown, I suggested Republicans take the McConnell broker deal in order to fight another day, using the looming sequestration cuts as leverage. The sequestration cuts are arguably the most successful accomplishment of the Republican takeover Congress in 2010. This was true then, it's true now. Republicans could use it as a hammer, should not give it up lightly, if at all. That is why easing the sequestration cuts in exchange for just $23 billion in deficit reduction over the next decade is a mistake. $23 billion is nothing. It's a rounding error. For perspective, the United States is currently paying $220 billion per year just on interest for the $17 trillion national debt. Doesn't give it up forever. Gives it up for 2 years. Now, the Wall Street Journal puts it this way. A least bad budget deal. The best that can be said about the House-Senate budget deal announced late Tuesday is that it includes no tax increases, no new incentives for not working, not extended unemployment benefits, and some modest entitlement reforms. Oh, and it will avoid another shutdown fiasco, assuming enough Republicans refuse to attempt suicide a second time. The worst part of the two-year deal is that it breaks the 2011 Budget Control Act's discretionary spending caps for fiscal years 2014 and 15. The deal breaks the caps by some $63 billion over the 2 years and then reestablishes the caps starting in 2016, where they are in current law at $1.016 trillion. Half of the increase will go to defense and half to the domestic accounts prized by Democrats. Breaking the caps is a victory for Senate Democrats and House Republican appropriators like Oklahoma's Tom Cole, who will get more money to spend and will dodge another continuing resolution that doesn't allow them to set spending priorities. And then they talk about the increased fees, it's going to cost more to fly, and other things. Here's the reality. You're never, as a conservative, going to get a deal that you like when Paul Ryan negotiates with a liberal. It's not going to happen. No deal is going to satisfy conservatives. In the days to come, and not really weeks, but days, barely weeks, conservatives have to decide, is this bad enough to again shut down the government over? That's what you have to decide. Now, Paul Ryan sold it and sold it really good. There are a lot of bad things. As he said, there are a lot of good things. Is it bad enough to shut down the government over? There's a lot of thinking on the Tea Party right that anytime you don't get what you want, you should shut down the government. You should do whatever you can. I'm out of time. I'll have more to say about this in the days to come. It's 10:58. You are just 8 minutes from Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you? Way down. Run, run, Rudolph. I'm reeling like a merry-go-round.
Check the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com. While it seems that